The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. John the Baptist. Not a whole lot that I know about him. I tried to find some things out, but really, about all I know is that he was a cousin of Jesus, and he got his head chopped off as a martyr to end his life when he was about 30 years old. He was the last prophet before the New Testament. It's kind of the in-between there. He came to baptize people for repentance and for their conversion to what was to come. And what was to come was Jesus and his teachings. The baptism of repentance is something that all of us here have experienced. I remember, seems like a long time ago, right here at this very spot, Father Oswalt brought me into the church about a long time ago. But I was old enough to remember all of it. But I remember him teaching our RCI classes. And one of the things I always had a hard time getting my mind wrapped around was going to confession. So I talked to him one day. I said, "Father, what do I need to do as far as this reconciliation, as far as going to confession?" He said, "Well, Stephen," he said, "you're being baptized. You don't have to go to confession." Whew. Man. That was 44 years of sweat and bullets that I just had washed away right here in just a few minutes. When I finally, a few months later, I went in and I visited with Father Oswalt again, and I talked to him and done my first confession. And I said, "How often should I come and do this, Father?" And he said, "Stephen," he said, "you change your oil, you come to confession." I said, "Well, I use synthetic oil and I can get 20,000 miles out of it." He said, "Every 3,000 miles you need to be in here." So that was my first experiences with confession and becoming a Catholic. I think everyone's a Catholic deep down. They just don't know it yet. But John came and he baptized Christ, and a dove came and landed on him. And that's how he knew, that in the voice that he heard, that this was the chosen one. He was the one that would baptize with the Holy Spirit. John baptized with water. And like I said, to bring us to repentance and conversion. One of the things that I probably don't do near enough is go to reconciliation. And I walk right past that little room up there a few times a week. And I should go in there more often. But I had one time that I was having a lot of trouble, lots and lots of problems. I had lost my son about a year before, and it was through no fault of his own. But I found myself growing angry and frustrated and just full of frustration and everything else that you can think of, because I had not heard anything from the person that caused the death of my son. And I know that there's a time and there's a place for everything. And I know the police said that they went out there and there's not a car that comes down that road but once every 45 minutes or something like that. And the odds of it happening are 1,000,000 to 1. But this went on, like I said, for almost a year. And finally, I went into reconciliation. I told Father, I said, it's just so hard carrying this around, carrying this burden around, my hard feelings that I have for this other person. And he told me, he said, we don't know what was going on in his mind when that happened. Surely there was no malice. And I don't believe that there was. But he said, try to turn your anger and your frustration to something else. You know, that's not what God wants us to be when something happens. We go and we try to reconcile that. Well, after a visit with the priest, this was on a Saturday. The next day, Sunday, I was in my room and the phone rang, the main house phone, and I didn't answer it. My wife usually answers the phone. Nobody calls me anyway. So a couple of minutes after that, my cell phone rang, so I answered it. Bear with me. On the other end of the line was the young man that caused the accident. And apparently, we have mutual friends. He told me, finally, how sorry he was about what had happened. And I don't know the reason for the long wait, but I can always assume it's an insurance deal or something like that. But anyway, he was telling me a little bit about himself, how he can't imagine, how he relives it every day when he drives past that corner. And he told me he had a little girl and twin sons, and he said, every night we pray for your family and his family. And we talked for quite a while, and my wife was in the other room, and my son's wife, she was in the other room. He had two kids and another one on the way, and the youngest one had come around by this time, was born by this time. And anyway, they kind of figured out who it was. But you know, the odd thing about this, the funny thing, was when I talked to him, I felt like I was finally forgiven for the way that I had felt all of those days and weeks and months. And I hope that he felt the same way. So when we go and we have our children baptized, and just like our parents had us baptized, you know, that's only the first part. That's the very beginning of the mission that we're sent out on. And the mission that we're sent out on is one of forgiveness and one of reconciliation and one of trying to make the world a better place. And when I get really, really feeling bad, kind of like this morning when my wife set the kitchen on fire. It wasn't a big fire, though. It was just a little one on the stove. I think back, and I always have that to compare to. And it's like I said, just spending a few minutes in the confessional with the priest is a part of that, our initiation into this church. It's part of being here every day and every week, is going in and confessing our sins. And I'm not sure what all my sins were that time I went in, but I'm very thankful that I did go in that day. And I don't remember exactly what everything that Father said to me, but it's made a world of difference in my life. being a part of the church and a part of this parish. But that's one thing that we need to remember, is we're here and we forgive people. Just like we ask God to forgive us, we need to forgive others.